This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Tuesday, the 19th of January. You have joined the DJV program In Progress. If you can imagine having a conversation with three or four different people and what differences they've had in their life experiences, therefore the information that you're going to get, the point of view they're going to get, is unique. And that's the thing that I pride myself with here on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is on social media. So we have the three angels. This could be, what was it? Oh, Charlie's instead of Charlie's angels. It's Dougie's angels. How do you like that, ladies?
I like it, except when you get that weird sound in your voice.
Yeah, it's
when
a
you
little
say
creepy.
Dougie's angels.
Dougie's angels. So when are we going to leave Trump alone? I was overviewing some of the things that have been said about him in the last couple of days. Now James Comey has come back up in the circle of conversation, and I wonder at this point, who cares? Why? Why are we having, or why does anybody really care about the guy's done, finished, pretty much down as far as I don't think there's too much, although there are some people think he's going to have some impact. I'm not sure that he is. And at this point, how much of this old crap can we, you know, rehash or go by, even if there's something new? A new reveal letter, a draft of a letter or something. You know, at this point, come on. Isn't there something or many things? Aren't there many more things important to talk about? I guess there is interest in... I'm making that comment. You can make a comment about it if you want. I'm just tired of all of the gang-banging on Trump. It's time to move on. What about the pardons, though? Today would be the last day right before Tuesday. Tomorrow's the inauguration. So is today the day that he issues pardons? And if that's the case, there are some things floating around about that I was concerned about. Some of his cronies are asking a couple of $1 million. You want a pardon? Give me $2 million and I'll make sure that Trump gets it on the list. So is that how much fact or fiction is to...
Yeah, I don't know about
illegal.
That.
No, I've seen lots of reports about that, too, where a lot of his friends are taking money and basically trying to buy influence. But I don't know. Is that illegal? I guess.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
hello.
It should be.
I mean, it should be, but, well, I'm sure there are ways around it, though.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who say, oh, I get your name in Trump's
right.
Here.
It doesn't mean Trump's going to do it. Right.
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 The one thing I thought was kind of interesting is that last night on Tucker Carlson, Pamela Anderson was on.
Huh?
Now, the only reason Pamela Anderson was on Tucker Carlson is because she's really looking to try to get Julian Assange.
What's with her obsession with him?
I don't know. They were like dating. They were. I don't know if they still are, but I don't know. It's weird.
Well,
he's in jail. Yeah. I actually didn't see. I just heard she was on. Oh. So I didn't get a chance to see her. I know she always kind of looks a little bit wrecked.
Beaten up.
Is that fair? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Used.
The only reason that Pamela Anderson would ever be on Tucker's show is to talk about that and to rally for that. And what I thought was funny is she said the quote that I saw was that they're just a bunch of crusty Republicans running around, which sort of made me laugh. I don't know.
Tucker Carlson could be included in that group of crusty Republicans.
I think she probably is referring to like Mitch McConnell.
Is she trying to get Trump to pardon Julian before he leaves? Office?
Yeah, no, definitely. Julian Assange is on. Ed Snowden is. So that's why. That was what I mean is that she's probably hoping that this is a kind of a rallying cry to Trump. But I don't know. That would be one of probably the most controversial is Ed Snowden and Julian Assange, who both are seen to be maybe on the list.
Wouldn't he pardoning himself and other people on his staff be more controversial?
I think that is such a. Be kind of a news narrative that is just not going to happen.
Yeah, okay. And what about the people who stormed the Capitol who are Trumpers,
he's not going to pardon them either. I mean, I'd be surprised. Look, I don't have a crystal ball and I don't talk to Trump, but I would be pretty surprised if anybody who stormed the Capitol or President Trump himself received a pardon today from President Trump.
But going back to Assange or Snowden, I've never heard Trump actually. I don't think I've ever heard him really talk about either of them. Would they really even be on his radar? I don't know. Would they?
The reason people think that they are is because Roger Stone has a connection to Julian Assange. And so I think they think Roger Stone is the one rallying. He knows Assange. They're friends.
Really?
Roger Stone, I mean, when you look at his Wikipedia.
He's Mr. Blackwell. But he's a weird guy.
He's got connections to very strange characters, like going all the way back to Roy Cohn. I mean, he has got it goes deep with who he knows. It's just weird.
Deep. All right, this rioter who got a hold of, his name is Riley June Williams.
It's a woman.
I didn't say it was a man or a woman. What did I?
I thought you said he. Sorry, I'm just letting you know it's a woman.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyway. The charges against her, unlawful entry, impeding government functions, and trying to sell the Pelosi laptop to a contact in Russia.
Is that insane? Lovely.
How does this woman get connected to somebody in Russia?
She'll be caught now. Well, she has a friend, apparently, who lives in Russia. And so she thought that she would sell the laptop through her friend, and apparently the deal fell through. So now this woman, no one knows where the laptop is, and then this woman is on the run. So she basically told her, she collected her things.
And this woman is an American citizen?
Yes.
She should be put in jail, caught?
Is this treason? This is treason, right? Like, no, yeah, I mean, this has to
I don't think it's going to be pleasant. I think once they get a hold of her, I think she's going to. These are some really serious charges.
I mean, she got rid of her cell phone. She got off social media, but someone's going to catch her.
What does somebody think? What does somebody like that? What do they actually think? They're good American. I'm a patriot. I'm going to give this to the Russians.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And this is where I think you have to, you know, when I've been saying, yes, I think there are some Trump supporters there. I also think there were a lot of agitators there. These are people who, I mean, what normal Trump supporter was just overwhelmed by whatever Trump said and stormed through the Capitol looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop they were going to sell to Russia? No, these people were in on it. They had it planned. This was ready. This was something that was totally premeditated and ready to happen. And it's unfortunate that someone like this is marching around. But I think once they find her, I mean, you have someone who is going to be charged with not only probably domestic terror, but as you mentioned, Tree, I mean, these are some serious charges that this person's
looking. I feel sorry for her parents because her parents have been interviewed by the FBI, and now the parents are sort of, you know, local news is trying to interview them. And the parents have no explanation why their daughter did this.
I can.
They don't know where she is. The daughter basically just called her mother and said, I'm going to be gone for a few weeks. Okay. I mean, it's just, oh, my God.
So
the mind reels.
Yeah. Bill Barr, apparently the fallout was that he told Trump that the legal team were a bunch of clowns and they were feeding him BS.
Yeah.
On the voter fraud claims. So that's when the relationship fell apart. Where is that now, or does it make a difference?
I don't think they've spoken since he left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure they've talked or not. There was also another thing about the investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop, and he wanted to leave that for the incoming Congress, essentially, to decide whether or not they wanted to investigate. And Trump was like, let's get on it right now. So the one thing that Barr did that I think is good is that he made John Durham a special prosecutor, so Durham can still stay in business, because literally what would happen is that his investigation would get shut down and swept under the rug by an administration. It's harder to do that when it's a special counsel. And so like it kind of on par with a Robert Mueller, essentially. And, you know, everybody was worried about Trump getting rid of him. It makes it really hard when it's a special prosecutor to do that. But that was, I think that was really the biggest kind of chip in their relationship, and then it started to crumble from there.
Hmm. There's some really interesting videos that are floating around about I guess somebody referred to this as surreal footage from inside the Capitol during the rampage. Is it still a mob? Is it when most of the peaceful protesters outside were doing nothing except that peacefully protesting? The numbers here, I wonder if there is any impact. That the reason I bring it up is because the Capitol looks like a war zone to me in the pictures and videos that I've seen of it. And even places like here in Massachusetts, they've put up barricades around the State House because they're worried, or they think somebody
has... Every state
has
been put on warning from the FBI. I mean, every single state, whether your state is maybe going to have reactions or not, no one will really know. But it seems to be countrywide, which is just pathetic.
I do take a little issue with it because I do think they're trying to make it look like something. There are more troops in Washington, D.C. today than there are in Afghanistan and Iraq. There are more troops in Washington, D.C. today than there were before the Civil War, even during the Civil War, protecting Washington, D.C. So I think that they're there to try to drive home a point of intimidation, essentially. And I think it is very political. There was a representative yesterday, Representative Cohen, who said that the reason that they're vetting the National Guard is because the National Guard is 90% white and male, and that means that only 20% of them probably voted for Biden, so they want to make sure that none of them are going to be there as terrorists. I mean, is that the most ridiculous thing? Basically calling white men terrorists or people that can't, I mean,
yeah,
can't control
them.
But hold up, though. There are cops, Capitol Police and local police who are under investigation for letting those people walk right into the Capitol. So there are a lot of issues right now with them trying to figure out, okay, was someone in on this or not? And I think that there's nothing wrong with, in this transition of power, making sure that everybody's on the right side of the law and justice.
I feel like we're supposed to be against discrimination, and right now the comments made by
Representative
Cohen
are
all discriminating against white men who are incapable of doing it.
White men will be fine.
I'm not sure that. I think we've gone overboard with all these various Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Red Lives Matter.
Well, the Blue Lives Matter is exactly why they are investigating these people, because did you see how many of those flags and the Gadsden flags and all that stuff that was there?
That I'm a terrorist because I'm a white guy.
No one's assuming you are.
Doug.
Well,
but I'm a white guy.
You are.
But those were what the comments that Cohen made yesterday, this representative, and it's like, ugh, it's just a bad look.
Time for us to irrigate our nose. Ooh, a change of pace, a change of thought, change of ideas. Clean nose equals healthy life. Bing, bang, boom. This is a clinically proven system, clinically proven to relieve sinus congestion. This is we got allergies, certainly, that we have to deal with, hay fever, sinusitis, colds, flus, dust, pollution, germs, you name what's in the air, and this will help you get it out of your nose. Navage, what a great name, isn't it? Sounds like a French company, but it's not. It's an American company. Everything's been approved by the Food and Drug Administration as to the operation of the Navage nasal care system. So if you're having a lot of dry nose issues or if you're not feeling yourself, maybe you should start with where everything enters your body. And that's your nose. Get Navage at Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E. The Navage Nasal Care System. It is a fabulous and unique way to take care of you. Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age is majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. My intention is to have you wrapped up around all the things that are going on in the world here with the help of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is here at the ready with all kinds of things that are beginning to pop on our social media, Twitter and Instagram, at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show, a focus on a couple of polls and who's going to be performing and people's thoughts about performances at the inaugural event tomorrow. That's coming right up here on our DJV program.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, let's get to who's doing what with whom here. Garth Brooks is performing at the inauguration. So what are people saying about that, Ms. Kirshner?
Regarding Garth Brooks playing, people are kind of across the board. Some, you know, the fans, the country fans, they are super happy about it. There are a lot of people who are like, why? And some people pointed out he is a, you know, staunch Republican.
Yeah.
And he's even said to media, Garth Brooks has, that, you know, this is just about unity. This is about getting everyone together.
So he's also played for seven presidents, so I think that people forget that, too.
Yeah, why in the world would people, what is
everything's political.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Remember, they couldn't get anyone to perform at Trump's inauguration because they didn't want to be, I guess,
who was the country guy that they had?
It was Toby Keith.
Right.
And Trace Adkins.
Trace Adkins, right.
Yeah, right.
Well, they're two huge stars.
And then they got blacklisted, by the way, for a while because they associated with China. I mean, this is what we have to get away from.
I know, we really do. Yep.
Gross.
Absolutely.
It's so bad.
It's so bad for the country. All right, so anyway, Garth Brooks is there. We have other people. Who else is performing? And what's
Lady Gaga, Jennifer Gaga. Lopez, yeah, which no definitely, surprise. You know, kind of posed the question of, hypothetically, say you were going to be president, who would you invite to your inauguration to perform? Mm-hmm. And people weighed in on this on social media, at DJ V Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And, I mean, performers are across the board. Paul would go with Striper, Kid Rock, and Switchfoot.
Who's Striper?
That's that 80s metal band that throws Bibles into the audience.
Oh, well.
And then John says the Beach Boys are all he needs. Well, Marge would pick Neil Diamond, Josh Groban, and Bruce Springsteen. And then Todd wants Bastille, Machine Gun Kelly, and Youngblood. Quite an array of tapes.
That is a huge swing.
I'd want to have
That's
Frankie Valli
really
in the Four Seasons.
Eclectic mix. Yeah, isn't he dead?
Frankie Valli?
Didn't he die last year?
No. What's an awful thing
Okay,
to say.
Is he 100? How old is he?
I'd like to have, let's see.
You and my mom. My mom would rush the stage for Frankie Valli.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that voice, please.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. And there are, who's the guy who always performs on PBS over in Venice and those places? He's not American.
I can't help you. Botticelli.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, him. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
He's right, a good one.
Okay. Yep. And John Denver, if he were alive, but unfortunately...
Oh, my God. What a smush fest yours would be.
Yeah, it would be.
What?
All right. So that's the list. Do you have a suggestion?
Good news, Frankie Valli's still alive.
Who would you like to see? Come on, Frankie Valli's still alive. He's still performing.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
Yeah, he's 86 years old, too.
Check
he's
with your
strong.
Mother, please. All right. 28 after the hour. Suggestions, welcome on our social media here on the DJV Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A woman who the FBI says took a laptop belonging to Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and tried to sell it to Russians has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested on Monday. Although no laptop has been recovered, Pelosi's office said the device was only used for presentations. Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia, and scientists have warned they gotta go. The so-called cocaine hippos were illegally imported to the country by the notorious drug lord, who was killed by authorities in 1993. From his personal zoo, after his death, four hippos escaped. Scientists have projected the intrusion intrusive hippo population could surge to 1,500 by 2024. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President-elect Joe Biden, during his campaign, promised he was going to open the borders to the United States. Expecting Biden to honor his commitment, thousands of immigrants and several caravans are making their way to America. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week, heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration released a statement Monday telling the caravan now is not the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Tuesday, January 19th, day before inauguration. A lot of people are talking about who is performing and that stuff. You can follow on our social media pages. Who do you think you'd like to have if you were going to be president? How about Justin Timberlake? Nobody suggested Justin Timberlake. How about him? He's
performing
popular.
In
he's
the special with
is
Tom
he?
Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So he apparently, along with his wife Jessica Biel, who I think is pretty special, has finally... what do you mean, finally? I didn't know anything about that she was pregnant.
Yeah, they kept it quiet. They kept it quiet. That's why it's finally. They haven't been seen since he had his scandal in New Orleans when he was really drunk.
A long time ago. When was that?
Feels like it. Yeah. It was probably 6 months ago.
Because so the son, he couldn't even get out.
Yep. The son's name is Phineas. Where'd that come from? Anybody know where that all came from? Phineas?
I don't know.
A family name?
The first kid is Silas, and that came from his grandfather, so I'm guessing maybe
don't they
Phineas
sound like
is
bad guys, like on the run in an NBC show?
Silas and Phineas.
What's her...
I think Silas is because it reminds me of Heroes, and I think Silas was a bad guy on Heroes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yep.
All right, so what's her background? What's his? What's her family? What's their nationality? I don't know much about the two of them.
She went to college with a friend of mine. I think she went to school at I want to say it was in New England somewhere. I think she's a New Englander.
Is she?
I believe so. I'd have to, yeah, check.
Yeah. And where is he from? What's
Tennessee.
His background? Tennessee. All right. Well, how did those, the group, what was the name of the group that he was in that was so popular?
NSYNC.
Where, how did they develop? How did they become?
They were put together by
the
that creepy
hits?
Boy band guy in Florida that actually then ended up stealing money from everybody.
Oh.
His name was Les something or
other. Yeah, I remember. They sued him, though. Wasn't that
Ron? No, not Ron Perlman. That's an actor. What's his name?
Lou, yeah.
Lou Perlman. Yeah,
Lou
there
Perlman.
You go.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the congratulations to him. I guess there's not what else do you do with that. Ben Affleck, this is the rumor department. Okay, everybody ready for gossip? It's gossip time here on the DJV program. Ben Affleck has been very quiet, hasn't he? Or it seems to have been kind of quiet about him and his relationships with various women. Anna de Armas, where'd she come from and how long they've been seeing each other for, what, a year or so?
You would remember her from the movie Knives Out, you know, that had that huge cast. She was the girl who was the nurse, who ends up getting all the money from the, you know, from the guy who dies. You know, and Daniel Craig was in it, and Jamie Lee Curtis was in it, and Don Johnson, that whole, like, big movie. They're making a second one. Anyway, she was the star of that. That was her first big breakout role. Apparently she's, you know, from all the gossip sites, she's poised to become kind of A-list. And I have a feeling that he's just, I mean, he goes off the rails with the drinking. You know, we've seen it a lot. And I think, you know, who wants to really put up with that? He just doesn't seem to get his act together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm guessing. I don't know. That's what I've heard, so.
Apparently Steve Martin has had the vaccine and he wants to tell everybody about it. Was that because he wants everybody to get into the fold? He's same age as I am. He's got 8.7 million followers, Jay, on Twitter. Is that's
that, jealous, Jay. Get him up to that number.
Yeah, how many number? What do I have on Twitter? What do we have here?
So we're almost there.
Getting closer every day.
Closer and closer and closer and closer. All right, so what did he say about his experience? He said, the headline I saw was good news, bad news. Good news, I got vaccinated. Bad news is that what ended up
I got it because I'm 75.
Hurt.
He said that's, but it was funny because someone asked him about if he had any reactions, and then he wrote back, right now I'm having no fide resex. Like, he's making a typical Steve Martin joke where he's messing up his words now instead of saying his side effects.
Right.
But I think a lot of celebrities are doing this to kind of help raise awareness because so many people are still skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think fewer and fewer people are skeptical about it, one way or the other, for whatever the reason. Meanwhile, this is I think this is almost compelling. Virgin's rocket. Virgin is the Richard Branson, the handle. Everything is Virgin. He at one of his 747s, he put the rocket ship on the back. Like they used to carry the, our spacecraft around on the 747s, moving from one side of the country to another, the shuttles. So apparently they put this thing up on a 747, and it fired off from the belly of the 747, which would have been interesting to see. Anybody see any pictures of this?
There's some video that Richard Branson tweeted, but they didn't actually film the whole thing. So a lot of people I was seeing people comment that they were disappointed that it wasn't televised like SpaceX and stuff. But it will be. They have a contract with NASA. They'll be moving forward with more stuff.
I would have thought so. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of flying, there's a new plane that's making a lot of it. I'm not even familiar with this model, and I'm pretty familiar with airplanes. The Airbus 220-300 has been the first one of them delivered to JetBlue, and apparently the interior is quite different from other single-aisle airplanes because it has fewer seats. It's the same size as a 321, apparently, but it has 140 seats in it instead of 194, and it's a 2 and 3 configuration. Do we have a picture of this?
Yeah, I saw the interior. It looks really nice.
Yeah. So
JetBlue put out a whole bunch of pictures of it. It just looks really comfortable and fewer middle seats, so, you know, that's always nice.
Yeah, right. Under the circumstances, looks like it would be kind of cool.
And bigger windows and for Jen and me because we're tall. You don't have to. The overhead compartments are much higher up, so which is why I like flying on Airbus anyway, because I don't hit my head every time I get up from my window seat.
But you know, and now we have a new big cross to bear, is that all the shorties are going to be like, could you help put that up for us?
That's true.
Which I always get on mid-life when I walk
That's
on.
True.
Yeah, there's a different. Boeing is just in such. They're in a tailspin. They don't know what to do. They need to do something to stop the 737. They just got to stop. They're not going to get any orders. The planes that were sold to the Chinese and to other people are bargains. They're selling them at below what it cost them to make them, just to get them out of their to get them off. They have like 400 and some odd. They just kept making them. Even after, this is a 2-year thing, and they just kept the assembly lines going, and most of the airlines, at least domestic airlines here, have canceled them. So they've gone shopping around the world, and I don't know whether I think it's a good idea. It shows, again, what I think I said the last time in observing all of this, that the idea of them making, the Chinese making a plane, obviously has fallen apart. They can't do anything, you know, on their own. They steal stuff and even when they stole, they took an Airbus and they took a 737 apart and tried to make a plane that was like the two of them, and they couldn't do it. The first time it took off, it crashed. And so that was kind of the end of that.
I think it's interesting that that Airbus has a new U.S. facility. This new plane for JetBlue was actually manufactured in Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama, yeah, right.
Yeah, and the plane inside is just, I'll send you some pictures. It's all white. It's very sleek. It looks like an Apple store on the inside. It's really cool. Yeah, JetBlue is just, you know, they've nailed branding, and I think they've done that right from the jump. They've been just consistent, and it's like Target. You know, you just have that image in your brain, and it's really good. It's good branding.
Whenever I try to figure out if I'm going to be able to go back and forth to Boston to Los Angeles, I've checked them out, and they are by far the more expensive of the options, just 3 times more than Delta. American,
it depends on which route you're going, because a lot of times they, if it's a route that they have a regular, you know, then they're, if it's something that they do regularly, then they end up being a lot cheaper, just from what I've found. But it really depends where you're trying to go. If you have to make a weird connection, then you're going to pay a lot of money.
Yeah, well, a weird connection, Boston to Los Angeles, not a weird
connection. I'm saying, but I don't know if they fly that directly.
Are you looking at the Mint service?
I looked at both of them. I look at both the regular seats and Mint. Mint was 3 times. It was $1,900.
I'm telling you, if you can ever get on Mint, though, I've taken it from L.A. to New York.
I did it
it's
once.
Really
it was
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I would try it, but I'm not paying $1,900 to try it under that circumstance. All right, 43 after the hour on the DJV program.
The Geek Out.
If you're like me, you probably forgot that Amazon spent $250 million for the TV rights for Lord of the Rings. Now, what Amazon was going to do in the way of a story has been a mystery until last week, when the fansite OneRing.net published a synopsis declaring the series would focus on the second age of Middle-earth, which would make it a prequel before the story told in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and The Hobbit, for that matter. Now, Amazon is reportedly $500 million into this project, and have committed up to 5 seasons, which is not only unusual, it's risky, especially for Amazon, who generally aren't really very good at promoting their own content. Production is underway, due in 2022, and we've tweeted the link with details over at The Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, moving back into the fold here, 46 after the hour on the DJV program. Melania Trump is, well, both of them are, I guess, both she and her husband in terms of what's going to happen tomorrow. Apparently, Trump is going to break the tradition, or at least that's the rumor. Who knows whether it's true or not. The presidents, remember George Bush made a big thing out of, or a big thing was made out of, I don't know that he made a big thing, but I think the first time we ever heard that there was a book in the president's desk, and in that book are notes that come from the previous president, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, they leave a letter for each other for the next one.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Apparently,
George H.W.'s letter has been published quite a bit, actually, because he's the last president who lost his bid for re-election, and mm-hmm. so a lot of people are saying, you know, look at the letter he left for Bill Clinton. And it's a lovely letter. It really
well,
is.
Well, it started their friendship. That letter started a friendship that lasted from between the two of them.
Which was highly
for the rest
unlikely,
of their lives.
Right? I mean, no one really would have thought that those two would have ended up being so close. But, you know, it's anyway, so his letter has been circulating around a lot.
Well, but you know what it does? That's a great statement, and it's a good thing to examine for a minute or two.
Things can happen, right?
You look at some of the relations. Look at Gerry Ford and Jimmy Carter. They had a tough battle when Jimmy Carter was elected. Gerry Ford didn't get elected because he pardoned Nixon, and he was actually quite a good president, modest, moderate, and he just brought people they came around to feeling good. Jimmy Carter came in, people felt good when he was president, but he was an incompetent president, wonderful human being, horrible president. But the point of our thinking here is that the two of them stayed friends for the rest of their lives. And upon Gerry Ford's demise, when his body was in state in Washington, and he was brought back to his Michigan, where he was from, he's buried at his library, and the only person on the plane with Ford's body was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. I think that was a different time because think about it. From day one of the Trump administration, he was spied on by Obama and by Biden. So I think any chance for warm and fuzzies is gone. I mean, they worked to get rid of him for 4 years. And it's not just from his perspective. I mean, this is something that's highly unusual to have one party spy on another opposition party because he wasn't supposed to win.
Well, did Joe Biden do it or did Obama's people do it?
Joe Biden was in the office.
There's never been any connection.
Yeah.
There's never any direct connection to Obama or Biden on the spying thing.
It's in the documents. The media didn't cover it. It's in the documents that were dumped over the summer that both of them were in the meeting with Comey when they were talking about it. So they knew about it, whether they initiated it or not.
Yeah, but I don't know. Again, let's get beyond that stuff. 10 minutes before the hour.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. And our first at-bat here is with some dating apps that are going to connect you to something that you weren't expecting. We'll get that story right after this.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family. But there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what do we have in the dating app department, Victoria, that we ought to pay attention to?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. Bumble and Match Group. Match Group owns Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, Match.com, Plenty of Fish, all those dating apps. They're now blocking the accounts of people known to have participated in the Capitol riot. Bumble, which is actually a female-driven dating app, essentially meaning that women are the ones who decide if they want to be matched with a potential suitor. And so women are now, have taken it upon themselves to go, to change their political preference to conservative, and they're luring in these Capitol rioters who are so stupid, they're bragging about being there and bragging about what they stole from inside the Capitol building. And these women have come forward to the FBI with all of the information and said, here you go. This guy sent me proof that he was in the Capitol building. He's using it to essentially to brag about it and to, I guess he find multiple men, I guess, have found they think it's enticing for women. I don't know. But apparently, yeah, so the FBI has gotten a lot of tips, and they've actually started to make arrests based on what these women from dating apps are turning over. There's a lot of information, you know, including pictures that can be matched up, these idiot men who are posting videos of themselves and selfies of inside the Capitol in various, you know, places where they shouldn't have been. And so this is yet another move, another way that digitally we leave such a huge footprint and we don't even realize it. And so even your dating life is now under scrutiny. And so, and I think for good reason, Bumble at first said that they disabled the option of labeling what your political preference was because they were unsure of how it was being used. And then when women said, no, we're actually finding these bad guys, Bumble within 24 hours reversed it and allowed women to change whatever their political preference was. And so they're finding more and more of these guys who were there and who are now being arrested. So look out. The digital world is coming for you if you were up to no good.
Up to no good. LG has announced a price drop on its newest TVs. Let's get that story.
The Geek Out.
As much as televisions have changed and improved over the last 10 years, the industry is always looking to sell more of them. And to do that, sometimes they add features like 3D that are more hype than help. What does help is lower cost. And with the success of brands like TCL offering very high performing displays at very reasonable prices, the leader, LG, announced at CES their A1 series of OLEDs will get noticeable price drops this year. Now, this is important since OLED sets are typically the better performers, but also a lot more expensive than the LED sets that have made up the $500 to $1,500 price point. We don't yet have all the prices and release dates, but we have tweeted lots of TV news from CES over at The Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Victoria Keelan here on Tech Talk with why Joe Biden can't bring his Peloton into the White House.
Well, it is under discussion right now, so it's not, they haven't made a final decision, but when Joe Biden moves into the White House, the Secret Service is actually considering his Peloton, which is a stationary bike that has a screen on it with a camera, and it connects to the internet. That's how you do all the spin classes. And so the Secret Service actually considers that to be a threat because of the camera, the microphone, and the internet can all be hacked. There's not a lot of security at all on these types of bikes. There's actually precedent for this. I never knew this, but former First Lady Michelle Obama also had a Peloton, but they disabled the camera and the microphone. So when she was doing spin classes, no one ever knew that you were in a spin class with the First Lady. So now, if Joe Biden does spin class, you might be in spin class with the president. You won't know.
Good for us. Good for him. Good for them. It's a 40... Actually, where are we? 59 past.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.